Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day, and welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, joined with my niece Imani. And today, we're going to be talking about how to boost natural testosterone. How to increase your testosterone naturally if you are over 30 years old, especially if you're over 30 years old, because when you do hit that age, that's when things start to go on the decline, all right? That's when a lot of things start to go on the decline. Typically your knees, your back, your whatever it is, something happens along the line, and you know, you just start to notice it, you start to feel it. Okay, so we are going to be breaking that down. We're going to be talking about it in today's episode. All right, so let's get right on into it, guys. Navigating hormonal changes, especially, you know, as you age, you'll notice when you're navigating it, you're navigating a decline in testosterone. All right, your test levels can change. It can present challenges. You can be more sleepy. It can be harder for you to be more consistent in the gym.
Get stronger in the gym.
Yeah, you do get stronger in the gym. Yeah. When you manage your testosterone, okay? All right, so give me a second here, guys. Mm-hmm. We are glitching a little bit on TikTok. So I guess I'm just going to cut that off. We're not going to go live here with that. Just going to stick with Instagram today because the bandwidth just seems to not be bandwidthing right now. But anyway, guys, we're going to be giving away some tips today in this podcast episode to make sure that you can improve your testosterone levels as a man over 30 and, you know, reap the benefits of going to the gym, eating clean, as you would if you were a little bit younger. All right. So the very first thing, of course, guys, you already know this, especially if you've been watching the Meathead of the Mic podcast live or tuning in to the podcast. Number one, guys, resistance training. Okay, so what is this? Well, if you haven't heard me talk about it already, resistance training is essentially strength training and resistance exercises. So resistance training is like, It helps essentially build and maintain muscle mass, and it can positively influence testosterone levels. So what does this look like? Well,
and also people build so they can also live life.
Yeah, you're right. That's true, money. All right, so guys, if you want to boost your testosterone, if you're serious about curbing the decline, the natural decline that happens to us all, typically at the age of 30, resistance training, guys, essentially is you're training with resistance. So you don't necessarily have to be lifting weights to achieve resistance training. It can look like, and this is a very simple example, training with resistance bands, or at least, you know, spending time under tension. Okay, time under tension, meaning you are doing reps slower and getting higher.
You're doing very right.
Very right. Yes, you're correct, Imani. You're doing reps slower, and you are essentially spending more time under tension. So what's time under tension, guys? Time under tension, again, it's just slower reps, higher quality reps. What the goal with that is to target as many muscle fibers as possible so that you can get the most, like, you know, possible growth out of your reps. And again, it's less of a resistance bands or resistance workouts is going to directly boost your testosterone, and more of a, you know, make an emphasis on the reps that you're doing in the gym so that you can, again, build more muscle. And the more muscle you build, the closer to an anabolic state that you'll be in, meaning the more muscle you do have, the more testosterone your body's likely going to produce to maintain that muscle or to grow it. Okay, so it's sort of a reverse engineering thing here. But guys, that's the first tip, resistance training or strength training. But again, mainly just focusing on the quality of your reps and making sure that you are doing your very best to build as much tissue as possible and stimulate as much tissue as possible when you are in the gym. Okay, so that's the resistance side of things, the quality of the rep side of things. And now we gotta focus on the strength side of things, okay? Why do we have to also focus on strength? Because as you already know, testosterone does correlate with strength. Okay, so in order to boost your strength, in order to get to a point where you are, again, curbing the natural decline of testosterone at the age of 30 or even older, is to focus on compound exercises. Okay, focus on compound exercises, focus on trying to get stronger. Again, these tips are more preventative than anything, right? And when I say preventative, I'm talking about, you know, so it can prevent your test from declining and so that you can retain as much youthful muscle as possible on your frame so that your body is almost forced to produce a certain amount of testosterone to maintain that. And guys, what is a compound exercise? I'll give you three, and they start with SBD. S being squat, B being bench press, and D being deadlift. So you want to have them somewhere incorporated, somewhere in your workout routine, so that you can do your very best to maintain as much strength and as much muscle as possible, so that it becomes more difficult for your body to stop producing testosterone, or at least to produce it less. And again, guys, these are preventative. It's not like you're gonna do this and then your test is just like never gonna drop, or like your test is gonna boost because you're doing this. And I'm gonna be I'm gonna cut y'all some slack, the ones that are a little bit older than 30, 40, or even 50. You know, I do understand your back, your knees, your elbows, your shoulder, whatever it is, might be a little bit painful, so you can't really do compound exercises traditionally. And to that, I'll say it's fine. You just focus on strength building. For example, if you're going to use machines, you know, don't just use the same weight every single time. Yes, you still want to focus on the quality of the reps, as I said in step one, resistance and time under tension, but also challenge yourself every single time you do get into the gym so that you are emphasizing the fact that you're getting stronger as well as maintaining a quality of reps. Make sense? Again, guys, you want to focus on compound movements or just strength in general that engage muscle groups and, again, encourage your body to get stronger and maintain it or grow as much muscle as possible so that you keep your body in a state where it is producing as much testosterone as possible. Okay, guys, so the third thing here, guys, cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. You're probably thinking, well, won't cardio decrease my testosterone? Like, how is this going to help? Well, to that I'll say this. Again, just like the other two steps that I recommended in this podcast episode, this is a preventative thing. This is something that think of it as reverse engineering, okay? So why is cardio important when it comes to maintaining testosterone? If not that, then, you know, making sure that the natural decline either slows down or doesn't happen as rapidly. Well, it all comes down to one thing that I'll say, which is called staying in an anabolic zone, or like in an anabolic range. And so what is this? When you're in an anabolic zone or an anabolic range, it means that your body's in a state of building muscle, your body's in a state of burning fat, and again, if you are in that state, you are more likely than not to retain some of the benefits of producing testosterone, or at least making use of that testosterone that your body is using, okay? So if you are doing cardio consistently, why is this a good thing? Well, because you are burning more calories, you're dropping the fat, you're increasing your caloric expenditure, and if you continue to do that over a period of time, and you're eating protein, you're training hard, you're making your reps count, then you are in an anabolic state, or at least closer to an anabolic state, which is going to force your body to use as much of the testosterone that you're producing. Okay, so it's again another preventative measure. All right, so, and that sort of gives us a sneak into the next tip, which is an adequate protein intake. Okay, all of the training in the world, all of the exercising in the world, doesn't matter if you're not eating enough protein. All right, and so what I want you to do is go to literally almost every episode before this. And guys, this is episode 250, so we're there. Shout out to us. We are on episode 250. That's beautiful. But we always talk about it. And if you don't know about it, I'm going to tell you now. The amount of protein that you need to be consuming every single day should be no less than 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight. If you want to be excessive, go for 1 gram per pound. If you want to be really excessive, go for more than that. I personally wouldn't recommend it because too much of anything is bad. And you definitely don't want to do that if you have any like pre-existing conditions with metabolizing or digesting protein. It could really, really be a bad thing for you. So again, 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight every single day while, you know, also training, making sure you're getting stronger and making sure that the quality of your reps count. All right, so adequate protein intake. I'm not going to spend too much time on that because at this point, it's literally gospel. I talk about it all the time. And if you don't know it, then I mean, you already know it now because you listen to it. Okay, so another thing I want to talk about, guys, is healthy fats. This is super, super important. All right, I want you to include healthy fats into your diet, such as, avocados, nuts. I wouldn't go too crazy with seeds, but avocados, certain nuts, and pretty much olive oil. I personally would just steer towards, foods, protein sources that are high in fats, like salmon, for example, like mainly salmon, or avocado, or olive oil. Okay, those are my three favorite, but you can pick whichever ones you like. Those ones are my favorite fat sources. I like to keep them in my routine. The reason why you want to have healthy fats in your diet is because they're essential for hormone production. And if you are following the steps, guys, and you are doing the things that I recommended earlier on in this podcast episode, then this will definitely be something you want to stack on top of those other habits. Makes sense. So again, I personally, and again, I'm a natural pro bodybuilder. Maybe you want to copy what I do and see if it works for you. That's cool. Avocados, olive oil, salmon, really high fat contents. Get that in your routine if you don't already have it. Okay, guys, and that ties into another thing here, which is a balanced diet. All right, you want to be able to consume a well-balanced diet that includes a variety of nutrient-dense foods, as you already know, and we always talk about this on the Meathead on the Mic podcast. You want to have foods in your diet that include minerals, micronutrients, specifically vitamins, like we'll say zinc, vitamins like vitamin D, which are important for test production. Zinc and vitamin D specifically. Of course, there are other vitamins and micronutrients and minerals that are crucial to the production of testosterone, but zinc and vitamin D have scientifically been proven to be really, really important. So if you don't have a lot of that in your diet, or you do have it in your diet, but maybe you're deficient because you are smart and you do your blood work and you are able to figure out, what vitamins or micronutrients you are deficient in because you listen to what Matt says and you go to the doctor at least 3 to 4 times per year, then you are in the clear. All right. So make sure that you're, checking up with your doctor, doing hormone panel tests to make sure that your body's secreting as much testosterone as it's supposed to be and that you're in a healthy range, especially if you're over 30. Because you'd be surprised, and I usually am, when guys come up to me to say, Matt, my test is dropping. I'm not able to produce tests like I used to before, which again, naturally does happen. As you age, it does decline. But these guys are going off of nothing because they don't do their hormone panel tests, their blood work. So they really are just speculating. And if that's you, I recommend you go to the doctor, get your tests, okay? Ask for a hormone panel from your doctor so you know how much free testosterone you have and you know exactly where you are so that you're not speculating and just going on a whim because you got weak or you think your testosterone is on the decline. It could be something else. Okay, so again, guys, well-balanced diet, and if you are deficient in anything, check it up. Go to the pharmacy and get those supplements, top up on those supplements to make sure that you are not deficient, especially in zinc and vitamin D. And also for reproductive health, guys, though, zinc specifically is really, really good. So you want to tap into that there. All right, so another thing here, guys, the next tip for boosting your testosterone if you're over 30 years old, or at least fighting off the decline, is adequate sleep. You want to prioritize quality sleep, preferably between 7 to 9 hours per day, because lack of sleep or poor sleep quality can negatively impact your hormones, including testosterone. Why? Because if anything, if you guys don't know this already, we secrete the most hormones in our sleep, okay? We all secrete the most hormones in our sleep. Speaking of sleep, I see someone sleeping here. But we secrete the most hormones in our sleep, all right? That's where the growth hormone is secreted. That's where your test is, when most of your test is going to be secreted, so on and so forth. Okay, so getting that deep sleep, the REM, the quality sleep is really going to be that difference maker when it comes to, fighting off the decline of your testosterone, especially as you get older. Okay, which ties us into the next tip here. It also is going to help you manage stress. Of course, there are other ways to manage stress that I would recommend, especially if you work with a therapist, that would help. But guys, practice stress-reducing techniques. And we've talked about them so many times on this podcast: meditation, yoga, deep breathing exercises. I like the sauna personally, journaling, maybe chilling with certain people that bring out that that aspect of you where you can be vulnerable so you can get some stuff off your chest, especially as a man, right? Because chronic stress can contribute to hormonal imbalances. And it's not just for females, dude, okay? When we hear women being hormonal and we let that slide, you know, guys can also have that too, to a certain degree, okay? So make sure that you're managing your stress and stacking on the habits that I talked about earlier in this episode to make sure that you fight off the decline of natural testosterone as you age. All right, guys, so another thing here, and you know this already because this is just the way that it goes, moderate your alcohol. I'm going to say this, and this is the only thing I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about any other drink per se except for this one. This is the main one, okay? The main drink that I'm going to talk about is beer. Beer, if you don't know, is produced mainly by barley, and barley is or has a really, really high estrogen amount. And for those of you that don't know what estrogen is a female hormone. It's the opposite. It is anti-testosterone, and you don't want estrogen. Estrogen also comes from a lot of soy products, which is why you get bitch tits if you eat a lot of soy products, and we call soy boys, okay? So, all right, you want to make sure that you are limiting your alcohol intake, especially beer, because beer is very high in estrogen, and you don't want estrogen if your testosterone is on the decline. Also, I noticed that men over 30 typically tend to pick up alcohol and, you know, make it more of a routine than ever. You know, after work, that cold beer becomes 6. And before you know it, you look like Homer Simpson. Okay, so limit that alcohol intake. This is a no-brainer. All right, that's what I want you to understand. And the last thing here, guys, that we're going to talk about is, and I sort of alluded to it earlier on in this episode, is, dude, be comfortable with talking to your doctor. Don't just speculate stuff. Don't just say because I'm weaker or my elbows hurt now or this or that, that I automatically have lower testosterone because I'm 30 or 40 or 50. And some of the young guys too. I've seen some young guys that, you know, they're like, ah, oh, you know, I might not be producing as much testosterone. And to their credit, some of them actually genetically, it sucks, but they aren't producing much testosterone. But they figure that out. They go to the doctor and they get the tests done. Don't speculate. Don't think that because you feel weaker and now you need to hop on a cycle because you're older. Go to the doctor, figure out what's going on. Don't just try to jump in and get as much evidence on the table to get TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, which we can talk about another day. Don't try to just do that. Do whatever you can to be preventative as possible, guys, because, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that really is true, right? Especially if you are listening to this in your youth, you can implement the things that I've talked about in this episode so that you can have a higher quality life as you age, and so you can age gracefully and capitalize on the amount of testosterone that your body is going to produce in this lifetime. All right? Go check with your doctor. Make sure you know that everything's working the way that it's intended to. Don't speculate, and also listen to the tips that I dropped in this episode. All right? That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, please share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and comment this podcast. Again, guys, I wouldn't be able to do this without you if you were not listening. I don't know who would be. All right? Hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Again, guys, that's it. That's all. Let's embrace your inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic is about. IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work, and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead, all right? It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out.